At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3.
Bum, 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 bum.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Hope you had a nice 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
It's my favorite holiday. I just love it. It's warm, good eats, fireworks, friends. Safe fireworks, the ones that are controlled by, you know, the authorities on fireworks. Not the ones that light off in your hand.
Did you hear about the fireworks factory that exploded?
No.
What?
Where?
Oh, gosh.
Yolo County.
Yeah.
Oh, in Yolo County.
Right over by Cache Creek where we made that.
Oh, my God.
It's right over in that area. We went through the town that. So it was a fireworks warehouse.
Yeah.
That caught on fire.
Oh, God.
The newscasters were on live talking about this thing being on fire and they don't know. And the thing blew. And a lot of the local towns that were going to have fireworks shows. Their fireworks went off in that explosion, and they didn't have them.
Yeah, so San Jose had drones instead.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
They had to scramble.
Yeah.
And I'm for it.
Yeah.
Man, there's too much fire danger here.
I think that drone shows are the way. That sounds fun. I've seen some amazing drone formation flying technology.
It's a lot safer.
Yeah. So I like the ones in San Rafael. Hey, San Rafael, thanks. We had a great time at the Marin County Fair. They do them in the middle of a lake. Low, they don't shoot them way up into the sky. They're just like right there.
I heard, I did hear the city of San Francisco for the first time in many years was not fogged in for the fireworks show.
Which is such great news
so
for all our winners.
See them.
For the top of the mark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. That is nice because, man, it's a bummer. When we, at the year 2000, we went up, we're top of some building or other. Like really swanky and super fun and it's clear and beautiful. And then the sun goes down, the fog rolls in. We're like, wait, what's happening? You can kind of like see pink and green through the fog. That sucked.
Yeah, colored fog is what most people
yeah.
watch.
Yep. All right. Hi, it's Monday. Hurrah for Monday. Everyone loves Mondays. Woo, so good. Lady Gaga tickets. Let's do this. This is your last chance for Gaga. The word is beautiful this hour. B-E-A-U-T-I-F-U-L. Beautiful is this hour's code word. Text that to our contest line 20357 and you will be entered to win your last chance pair of tickets to Lady Gaga July 22nd. That is a couple weeks from now. Oh yeah, it is like almost
right
exactly a couple weeks, right? It's at the Chase Center. This hour's code word is beautiful. You're beautiful. Text it to our contest line, 20357. You'll also be entered to win a Lady Gaga merch pack, which includes her entire album catalog on vinyl.
Cool.
Courtesy of Live Nation and Interscope Records. This hour's code word is beautiful. Next hour, a different code word. That's how this works. 20357, though, that never changes. That is our contest line. If you text beautiful to our regular text number. It just, and he will be like, oh, that person doesn't know how to enter contests.
Right.
He'll laugh at you.
I won't.
Okay. That's probably better to say. We won't sit and laugh at you, you big dummy. Let's start with Joey Chestnut. He has reclaimed his title at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
Did you watch that?
No.
Oh, gosh.
Oh my gosh.
That is loud.
You just restarted it.
I had to. This thing was quitting on me right and left.
Sometimes it's got to be done.
I didn't know it was going to announce that, though.
I'm restarting.
Sorry, everyone. Sorry.
I'll try to be more helpful in the future. So Joey Chestnut reclaimed the mustard belt. That's what it was. Okay, so we're going to do some mini games here. How many times has Joey Chestnut won the mustard belt now? How many times over the years has Joey Chestnut, has he won the mustard belt, including this time?
This is his 10th win.
10th win.
I'm going to say 15.
Wait.
You don't know about Joey Chestnut.
No, of course I know about Joey Chestnut. I'm American. Really,
okay, you're right.
But he's won what 10 times?
The belt. He's won the contest.
So what's the question?
Nathan's hot dog eating contest. How many times has he won the mustard belt? That's what you win. 10, 15.
21.
21. Well, if you'd said, no, actually it doesn't matter because Maddie won. It's seven. That's his 17th win. His 17th win. Unbelievable. Oops, I just gave the point to Bob. That's not good.
Yeah, don't do that.
All right. He missed last year's competition due to a conflict of interest over a sponsorship with a vegan hot dog brand. They were like really mad at him. They were like, what about Nathan's hot dogs though? Okay, and now tell
Did
me.
Did you have a hot dog over the vacation?
I had two hot dogs.
Okay.
Yeah, I do love the hot dog.
Me too.
Yeah, just give it to me. You know what I do? I put it in the bun, and then
That's a weird thing to say about hot dogs, but okay.
What?
Just give it to me?
Just give it to me. give me it. I like mustard and ketchup. No relish. No other stuff. John puts, like, tomatoes and pickles in it and all kinds of junk. So I take the hot dog, and I just bite from the top because I don't want all the bread that's underneath. I want the ratio of hot dog to bun to be like equal. Just a pro tip, you know, for all.
There's nothing pro about that.
Yeah, no, it's pro.
That is so weird.
And then you leave off, then you got like a long, the bottom of the bread. And later you can use it to like wipe up salad.
You and my wife with these, this is how you formulate a bite of food. Mm. Pay attention.
Yep.
No thanks. Weirdos. I eat the. So you eat it like this, face the hot dog is face in.
Like a hamburger.
No, I bite it from the side, but I let the bottom of the bun touch my cheek.
You hear what she's saying,
that's,
everyone?
That's one of the weirdest things I've heard you
say. You've said a lot of weird things.
I challenge myself to leave the bottom of the bun in one piece, because sometimes you just got to pull it off of there, but then I can fold it back and take it. Okay, never mind. All right, next question. How many hot dogs did Joey Chestnut eat on this past 4th of July? How many did he eat? Bob, you have to go first.
Well, I thought it was a one question game. So I already
looked it's like
it up.
Three or four questions.
Oh, she looked it up.
I already know.
Oh. All right.
And
you're
I cannot tell a lie.
67.
67, says Vinny.
I'll say 68.
70 is the number. That's another point for me.
Is that a record? What's his record?
It is not a record. What is the record?
Oh, fudge.
Do you know that?
No.
Okay.
I was just about to Google it.
The record was set in 2021.
By Chestnut?
By Joey Chestnut. Oh, sorry. This is his own personal record. So I don't know if this is the record, but his Joey Chestnut's personal record. He said it in 2021. How many hot dogs did he eat?
84.
75.
78.
76. That's another point for Maddie.
Dang it.
And finally, how many hot dogs did the second place winner, who dominated last year in Joey's absence, eat?
40.
43.
44.
46. That's another point for Maddie.
Are you kidding me?
Wow, Maddie's going into the game. Oh, I don't even think Maddie's playing the game today.
No, I am because she's got to do her crustacean game.
You know though? I started researching
because
they're
exactly the same.
I started getting grossed out. And
not too bad. You got to.
You know what? I have a job on.
Sorry, I think we can't do it.
I have a Star Wars game we'll play. I have that.
Oh, by the way, when someone wrote in and said that was the worst, what is it? Solo was the worst Star Wars movie. That was what a texter had said. And then another person wrote in and said, no, Sarah's friend who made Jar Jar Binks was part of the worst Star Wars movie ever.
Yeah.
All three of those were stickers.
Terrible movie. Yes, I agree. I wish that they'd never been made. I didn't like anything about any of those movies.
Well, you know, the guy that made them, it's his thing.
Yes. And he's, well, not anymore. They sold it to Disney.
Right. But I mean, at that time, he was like, this is my idea. This is my movie. I'm making them the way I want.
Here's how I want it to go.
Yeah. And well.
And I'm just going to take a bunch of meat puppets and make them act out the scenes while I just create everything in the world of CG.
I think the worst part of those was that sort of like weird love affair between Darth and whoever the other lady was.
Right.
Portman, but what is
Natalie Portman?
Who does she play?
Like the whole main storyline.
The whole love thing was like, what are we doing here?
That's the whole thing. Because at the end, she has Luke and Laura. Luke and Leia.
Luke and Laura. I think you're thinking of General Hospital.
Yeah.
I know. It just fell out of my mouth. Okay. Is it still my turn? Okay.
Yep. Welcome back, Sarah.
Anyway, yeah, thank you.
I think the
rat tail
on Darth Vader in episode 3.
Oh, yes,
is the best
so
part.
Terrible. That's so terrible. Come on, you're joking, right?
Yeah, but he has gotten his over the years. He has got. I think they did a show or something where they kind of brought him back, like that time period, and the fans apologized to him, and it was a whole beautiful internet moment.
Oh, they apologized to Hayden. Is that kid
Christensen?
Yes.
Hayden Christensen?
Wow, yes. Hayden, that was his name.
Well, he made an appearance on, I believe it was The Mandalorian, or it was Ahsoka. Maybe that was the one. But one of those two, he was Ahsoka's, he was her master at some point. So she had a...
I just remember the part where they're in some meadow with flowers all around, and I'm like...
Well, they were falling in love.
I know, but we're trying to watch Star Wars. What are you doing?
Why do you hate love?
Well, we're on some planet with lovely fields.
Come on.
The worst one, though, was the first one with that little kid who could not act at all.
I was
playing
okay
young
with the kid.
Anakin.
But we got the best Weird Al song of all time from that movie.
Which one?
What?
It's American Pie. Should I sing it?
Yeah.
My, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later. Now he's just a small fry. He left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying, soon I'm going to be a Jedi.
Oh.
Isn't that the best thing you've ever heard?
It is now.
Y-O-D-A Yoda.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know all the words.
Did you see him hitting on the queen, though? He's just 9 and she's 14. He's probably going to marry her.
I've never heard this, by the way.
I haven't either, actually. I guess I just wasn't listening to enough Dr. Demento at that point. Wow.
So I'm thankful for episode 1.
Okay.
Very well done.
Jar Jar Binks, I could have done with
you guys. Obviously, sing that song at home a lot.
Yeah, the Jar Jar Binks is the text. They're just not a fan, Sarah. Mm. Your friend knows that, though, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does. But she, you know, it's good work. It's
laughing all the way to the bank.
Right. Yep. Okay. What did you guys say about the Diddy stuff last week? I was a little jelly that you had to talk about that.
I mean, we covered it.
Yeah, what'd we say? I mean, it looks like he didn't get entirely off, but mostly off.
Right.
I mean, his lawyers acted like he got totally off. They were just
Well, he did too.
Champagne.
I mean, he's like leaning down on the ground and hugging his chair. These are just in the renderings, the drawings from the courtroom. But did you hear that he got a standing ovation when they put him back in prison? So he goes back.
I did not
hear
that.
All his friends in prison. In Brooklyn, and they are all like, yay! Yeah.
I don't know how this is going to play once he's you know, back in the general population and, you know, gets his bank accounts back and is, I don't think he gets assimilated back into, you know, the entertainment business, not certainly the way he enjoyed it before, but he's still got enough money to do whatever he wants.
Can we find out
start a podcast?
I know. Yeah. I'm sure he will. That'll be great. He's 55. He remained jailed after his Wednesday conviction.
His net worth is $130 million.
Oh boy, he'll be fine. He could still face, they say, I think it was a max of 20 years if he, on these two charges that he was not acquitted of. But I guess those were like the lesser charges. He's been credited for 10 months already served. So I don't know why he's like, you know, he's all praise God and laying on the floor being so thankful. I mean, you're still,
he's looking
still
at life in prison, and I'm sure he's happy that that's off the table.
It's only 20 years.
And he's not going to get that.
No.
He's not going to get that.
He's never had a conviction, believe it or not. So he's coming in with a clean slate.
I can believe it. And he obviously protected himself.
Take that into consideration.
Mm. Well, I hope he gets all 20, but you're right. He probably won't. Anyway, his lawyer was, they all said, we never get to see anyone who beats the government. Like, also the woman. Like, what are you? He didn't beat the government. We all know who he is now. However, it won't matter because I'm sure he'll just continue as usual. Like, I really feel like he's.
Let's hope there aren't any more contestants who walk right up to him and say, I'll put up with you in order to get whatever it is. You know what I mean? Like, everyone knows now. There's no, he can't sneak up on you.
No, but now everyone knows that he's got money to burn and that, you know, I feel like this doesn't hurt him at all from his freak off standpoint. There's still going to be takers, well-paid people who are flown in to prostitute themselves.
You think so?
Yes. Girlfriends who think that he'll help their music career and then get their asses kicked.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, hopefully I'm wrong.
I hope you are wrong.
At the box office over the weekend, it was a 3-day weekend. The number one movie was Jurassic World Rebirth. Now, these are the domestic numbers.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
I'm sitting out on my side yard where we've got this little thing where we're making some s'mores, and it's 7 p.m. So we'd finished eating, and now we're making some s'mores. And I get this stupid thought in my head. We should go see Lilo and Stitch. Me and my kids.
Oh.
And then the missus, of course. But I'm, you know, and so I say it out loud. And everyone goes, yeah, Dad wants to leave after. Ah, this is going to be amazing. Because I never want to go out anywhere at, you know, 8 at night. Are you kidding me?
Right.
That's not happening. And now as soon as it comes out of my mouth, I'm all, oh, my God, what did I just do? We look up the movies. Lilo and Stitch is out of the theater already near me. And it was filled with multiple screenings of
Jurassic World Rebirth,
which crushed it.
It did. It actually beat estimates. Let me see if I have the original estimate. They were looking for it to make, you know, how they, I don't know how they figure these things out. They say, let's see. Well, I don't see the number, but they didn't think it was going to be making what it did. And it made about $147 million over the holiday weekend. I think that worldwide it's over 300 million already, which is huge.
That's really big, but it was also,
it was in 4,300 theaters.
Clearly my local theater went, this is what people are going to want. We're going to fill the place up with that.
Mm.
There was two movies available, F1 and the dinosaur movie.
F1 was in second place. That one made about 26 mil over the holiday weekend. And it's domestically, it's at about $110 million 2 weeks out. How to Train Your Dragon is in third place. That's been out 4 weeks. It brought in another $11 million. Did you guys go see that yet?
I haven't, no.
I really loved the, I don't know why they had to make a live action. This feels like a really quick turnaround. Like, that doesn't feel like that old of a movie to me. Money.
Right.
For the $224 million it's brought in domestically so far.
The answer to all your questions, ladies and gentlemen, is money.
Yeah, often that is the answer. Elio is dying. It's been out 3 weeks and it's made domestically about $55 million.
For the record, twice.
You've seen it twice?
Me and the fam, two times. It's really good.
Mm.
Really good. Really fun. Is it the best Pixar ever? It is not. Mm. But it is really good. You can't beat Toy Story 2. You can't beat Cars. They've made some movies they're never going to live up to. Right. Like, you know, I mean, occasionally maybe they'll have a new idea that will somehow beat that, but it's still great.
Yeah. Well, I feel like they really never disappoint.
Right. It had a ton of heart, super fun.
Is it a musical?
It's not a musical at all.
Anyway, it came in fourth place. Fifth place was 28 Years Later. Megan 2.0 is also kind of dying. That was in sixth place. It made $3 million over the holiday weekend, and it's at like $18 million domestically after 2 weeks of release.
That might be in profit at that point, though, right?
It might be. Yep. Lilo and Stitch is still in 2,500 theaters. I'm surprised you couldn't find it, actually. It's in sixth place. It made about $3.8 million over the weekend, and it's at $408 million domestically.
It's killing it
for the run, 7 weeks.
Yeah, it just left my local spot, so it may still have been somewhere in the area, but the main place we go, it was gone.
Mission Impossible, which has been out for 7 weeks, is at eighth place, $3 million over the weekend, and under $200 million domestically, which is bad for Tom Cruise. Let's see. Oh my God, listen to this. At number 10 is This Is Spinal Tap 41st Anniversary. I guess they released it on its... And it made under $1 million, $931,000. But it still made it into the top 10, which is hilarious. Okay, there's that. If you're a huge Dolly Parton fan, you've seen her a bunch of times, you might be able to contribute to this. I personally have never seen her live. I don't have thoughts and feelings or stories about Dolly Parton. You know who would? Hooman. Hooman would have feelings.
About
Hooman used to be on the show.
Christina saw Dolly in Golden Gate Park and said she'd never, and this, she was pretty young at the time, but she said she'd never seen more people in trees anywhere ever. The people not only flocked to Dolly, they climbed trees to get a view of her from outside the venue. Place was packed. So
people love Dolly.
And she's got her own amusement park. Come on.
So she has an upcoming memoir called Star of the Show, My Life on Stage. And she wants fans to be a part of it. So she's, I guess the book is written, and now she's recording an audiobook version of it. And I believe that she's narrating it. And she asked in an Instagram post for fans to share their favorite concert memories, special moments, or ways that their music has touched their lives. I guess you're going to record them. Mm. Or maybe you send them to her and then they record them. They just like say, oh, this is a man who's 46 years old.
Is there a hotline you call and read it into? Is that what's going on here?
It is a voice message through some link in her bio. So some of those stories will be featured in the official audiobook. I guess after the telling of the book, they say, stick around. You'll hear what some of my fans have to say about their experiences with me. Dolly, how you doing? She'll probably say that.
That's an honor if you get through.
My story isn't complete without yours. So fans can leave a message through the link in her bio on Instagram. The audiobook comes out November 11th, and it's apparently available for pre-order now. So there's that. All right, Vin, what do you got coming up?
The newest dating trend, you have to hang to hear this one.
All right.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram, which is going to get really good this week because we got cameras back on now.
We're back, baby.
Yeah. That's going to get better. The YouTube channel's going to get better. It's going to be fantastic.
Me?
Yeah, you're fixed now. You're on there.
Oh, thanks.
You seem so happy.
I am, really. Yeah.
The Alice 973 Instagram. Stoked. Video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show daily, plus links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by our full show podcast. Listen to our full show podcast on the Odyssey app,
Odyssey,
Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get podcasts.
Oh.
I wanted to tell you before I get started with the news that I finally rode an e-bike.
Oh.
Like, I know we tried that one by Specialized when Carmella came, and she is a longtime friend of the show and worked at Specialized and always gave us all those bikes when we did the Toys for Tots.
Yes, they
Specialized
were so
was always very generous and cool. That bike was super fun, but I don't remember that bike having a throttle where you just take over and you're not pedaling. You
it
just...
doesn't. No. We have two Specialized e-bikes and you have to pedal them.
Okay.
And then we have two that you just go.
Jack McCutcheon brought over specifically his e-bike so I could ride it on 4th of July. And he's like, I brought this for you. You want to try it? And I went, let me get my shoes. And he goes, you got to get your helmet too. And I was like, kids. Anyway, I got my helmet and then I got on it. And that thing goes 25 miles per hour with no pedaling, just thumb. Amazing.
Do you know what brand he has?
Yes, a Super 73.
Oh.
What do you have?
I can't remember.
So fun. And all of a sudden, and this is why I kind of avoided ever trying one, is that now I need one desperately. No. So I'm going to get one.
You know what's great, too? Like, if you and Christina got those bikes, you could put the kids in the back and just tow them, you know? People do the seats on the back.
What are you talking about? I'm going to go jump rivers on that thing. Oh, there's no, right. I don't have to paddle.
I forgot. You can pedal away from your family as fast as possible.
There's no pedaling. It's just the thumb
throttle
thing.
Throttle away, right.
Amazing. So fun.
So fun.
Yeah, I really didn't know. We used to ride mopeds when I was a kid, and these are the same. I'm surprised they even use the term bike.
Yeah.
Because they're not.
They look like a bike.
Now, I have a friend who told me he uses the electric pedal assist because he wants his charge to last as long as possible.
And you can ride them as a bike. They just weigh 5 times what a bike weighs, at least.
Right.
And so you can get a workout on those bikes. But then when the hill comes, you can go.
What is your brand? Did you say?
I didn't. I think it's.
Is it a Murph?
No.
Oh, that's another brand that I.
But there
mentioned.
Are. This is a very popular segment of the bicycling pie. There's for sure a lot of different people. And that's the thing. There's also a lot of people kind of cobbling bikes together and selling them. But you know, you can spend anywhere from $1,000 to $15,000. Wasn't Simon Cowell's bike like a $30,000?
Yeah, I'm not doing e-bike? That. I'll get a motorcycle if I'm going to do that. But right. I definitely am interested. That was super fun.
They're really, really fun. And you can put it on a little bit of help, a lot of help, whatever you're looking for.
I want the throttle, the whole help. I'm going to ride it like that. And then when I want to ride a bike, I'll ride a bike.
Yeah. You get a little seat on the back and pick up your kid at school.
Morning clouds today. Mostly sunny, though, later. And low 80s is your high.
Oh, it's a warm day.
Yeah. Mm. Going to be nice. Although, you know, and I don't want to say this out loud, so I'm not going to. Hasn't been that hot.
It's been really nice. Like, so nice.
It's been cold.
It's been nice, yeah.
It hasn't been cold at my house, but it's been, like perfect.
Perfect. For people without air conditioning, it's been perfect.
Yep. So good.
I mean, I'm using a fan, but no need for air conditioning. It's been nice. And now I'm still talking. Okay, here's your first story. Good morning. And we are all back at full power,
Hello.
By the way.
Hello.
Everyone's here.
All cylinders.
Now, see, I want to hear what you have to say about this.
Okay.
The new dating trend is for women not to get ready for the first date. You don't do your hair or makeup. It's a way of showing up on a first date and saying, here's me. This is what I look like. Take it or leave it. That's the hot new dating trend, is for women to show up on first dates without doing their hair. Sarah, your hand is up.
I'm actually wondering if these are people who have seen the filtered profile picture that you put on your dating site. Like, they'll be like, what are you, the ugly sister of the lady that I was supposed to be on a date with? You know, that to me feels lazy.
It's supposed to filter out the jerks and help you zero in on the ones, pardon me, that actually like you for you. Mm. Plus, guys can get ready for a date in 5 minutes if they want. So why should women have to spend an hour? So you are saying it's lazy.
I feel like I'm trying to make a first impression. Maybe that's just so old school of me.
It continues the trend, I believe, where people, and this is just my thought, where people really don't want to partner up. They're actually trying to not partner up.
I just want to have a date that sucks that I can complain about later.
They're
when
going
I'm
through some motions
to
say that they've been, you know, trying, but they truly do not want partnership.
That is not trying. That's just showing up.
And on the flip side, I actually prefer anyone I'm hanging out with without makeup or a big hairdo.
Yeah.
That's my preference. She'll put on makeup when there's an event we have to go to. She'll do her hair. But in my own personal opinion, she looks her best when we're hanging out at home or when she goes and works out. Or that's
right.
And you don't wear a lot of makeup. I think anytime you put on all the whole face of makeup, you seem uncomfortable and it makes me uncomfortable.
Oh.
You're like not into it and you're always like, oh, this, look at me. I look like a clown. And then I'm always like,
well that was specifically when they shot, like early days, right when we first got to Alice. They did like this camera, like, I don't know, they were putting together an ad for TV or something. And they put us in so much makeup. And we had to get in there at like 2 in the morning. We were in there and they're caking it and like Vinny's got tissues coming out of the top.
They powdered me.
It was incredible how much makeup we had on. And I look back at I'm like, who's that? It was like, that's not me. Like bright red lipstick and all. I was like, this is so stupid.
The idea about the new dating trend is you filter out the jerks. This will help you zero in on the guys that will actually like you for you.
Yeah. Aren't you kind of being a jerk if you're like, hey, take it or leave it?
Some women are going a step further by gradually ramping up the makeup on second and third dates. The idea is you start, once they've proven they're worth the effort, then you put out a little effort.
Oh, you know what? Do whatever you think will work.
They
what
say
you've been
here,
doing hasn't been working, so.
Part of the reason for this, which may be a legitimate excuse, if that's what you want to call it, is Gen Zers, young people today, are less likely to go on classic first dates like dinner or a movie.
Right.
And they're more likely to do a hike. Well, yeah, you wouldn't wear makeup on a hike. You would look silly in that scenario. So that makes sense and doesn't sound like a statement at all.
Maybe don't wear your white sweatpants that you sat in your dog's poop on. You know, that one. I'm wearing my worst outfit. I don't know. It's like I knew a guy who walked around for like a week with a poop stain on his butt.
Yeah, I know that guy too. These are my period sweats. What of it? Yeah,
exactly. All right. There you go.
Oh my God.
You never heard of those?
Uh-uh.
Oh.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they're comfort clothes. And there have been some accidents. Don't do it, Bob. Don't act like you don't have period sweats. Come on.
I would never go on a hike for a first date. That's asking for trouble.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. These kids are doing it in everything is untraditional.
Right.
And good for them. Blaze your own
path.
Hey, I just mean like they could accidentally push you off the cliff.
There's that too.
Oh, well, don't get near the cliff, obviously.
And don't get near her on a hike because she's
I've
the one.
I've never murdered anyone on a hike.
Thought about it though.
Well, yeah. Everybody thinks about stuff
I haven't thought about that.
No, not that specifically, but everybody has bad thoughts.
Intrusive thoughts.
I'll admit that the times that get me in my life are when someone on the road does that douchey thing where you just wish you had a missile right in your right on your steering wheel where you could just go, all right, that's it. You need to... Like, yes.
That's it. They're
happened.
Out of my way.
I don't know that guy, but I definitely am like, okay, BMW, you are done.
Oh. Sorry, everyone in a BMW right now.
You know what I mean. It's not specific. It's just that person that did the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I'm going to just drive in the not a lane past all of you and jump in because I'm special.
Yeah.
No.
I'm in a Beamer, though. And
right.
You don't have a missile launcher.
I don't. You're right. Mm.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's official.
What is?
Everyone. Some of you get that, some of you don't. It doesn't matter. A new poll found the summer activities Americans love the most are...
cornhole. Swimming. Badminton. Grilling.
Eating ice cream was number one.
Oh, yeah, I like eating ice cream.
I did that all year.
Going on vacation was number two. Mm. Barbecuing also on the list, which is great. Barbecuing is good.
I know. I love it. I love the smell of the barbecue going, even before there's any food on it. Like, it just starts to heat up and like the smoke starts cutting. It's, that smell. Now it's summer.
On the list of the things we love about summer, eating ice cream or popsicles, going on vacation, grilling, road trips make the list.
I like road trips.
Going to the beach. Hiking or nature walks. Swimming in a pool, stargazing, watching fireworks, and having a picnic. These are the things. A few more that ranked high include boating, relaxing in a hammock.
Oh, that's nice, yeah.
I don't think I've been in a hammock in...
oh.
Like, honestly, have you?
Yes.
What do you mean, yes? You have a hammock?
Yes.
You have a hammock?
Yes.
Among all, you have a driving range for your husband. Yeah, yes, you do. You have a greenhouse.
Yeah. And I have a pergola in the back where I've got two hooks and I can put my hammock on there.
And a hot tub.
Oh, yeah. It's right by the hot tub. Right. Creativeenergy.com. Everybody, get yourself a hot tub. I love my hot tub.
Yeah, I know you do. That's why I set you up.
You use the hot tub a lot this week?
The missus was in the hot tub last night while I climbed into bed. She was out there with the kids. It was still full on daylight and the party was still happening when I went, no, I got to go to bed. Everyone.
I was so not tired that I just was sitting. It was 8:30 at night. And I'm like, I really should go try. And then I was up till like 10:30, 11.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
A few hours.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's a Monday.
One that ranked surprisingly low on the list of things that people like to do in the summer. Oh, I didn't even finish the boating, relaxing in a hammock, roasting marshmallows, and going to an amusement park were highly ranked as the things people like. Surprisingly low on the list was sunbathing.
Yeah.
And I think that's just over as a daytime, like long all day event. That's
we used
over.
To lay in the sun. You'd lay in the sun reading a book just forever, cooking. Now I do 6 minutes aside, flip it.
Yeah, I do the same. Very short.
But then reverse it. A
little bit of sun. It's good for you. Then you move on to
it's
with
nice.
Your day.
Then you just get a little bit of a base.
But the whole, like, I'll be out here all day if you need me.
I need more baby oil, Diddy.
No way, Jose. No way.
The store's out of it. Diddy must have bought it all.
This next story, this happened down in Oceanside, California, which is North County, San Diego. California man arrested after attacking his brother with a samurai sword. You know, family relationships, brothers, sisters, it's very interesting how... Would you attack anyone ever with a samurai sword? No, but your brother. Yeah, that guy.
Mm-hmm. I have one handy at my house just in case somebody comes in.
Wait.
Yeah.
What?
I got a samurai sword.
I can picture you wielding that.
Yeah.
You know what?
I got a plan.
I'll say something about in a situation where I have to defend my family, defend one of you, defend someone, I could probably wield a sword. Oh. I could never just attack, stab someone with a sword unless they are threatening our lives. That's not, how do you even do that?
Well, you run them through the heart. That's how.
Yeah. Or chop off their head.
Yes. But that's harder than you think.
Oh, no, it is hard.
Like, right. Couple whacks. Not going to do it in one fell swoop.
A man was arrested after allegedly attacking his brother with a samurai sword and then holing up in his home on Sunday morning while police were outside saying, put down the sword and come out. You're under arrest.
Did they not have guns?
They did. They were trying to get him out peacefully.
I see.
They
didn't want to have bust to shoot in and him, be like, know. We're going to shoot you. Don't come at us with the sword.
The guy who he attacked suffered serious injuries, although not life-threatening.
Oh, that's good.
We don't know what, I mean, hopefully he has everything. You want to get to the grave with all your stuff.
Fingers and arms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So let's hope that isn't what his own brother did to him. After 4.5 hours of getting the guy to come out with the SWAT team on the scene, the 30-year-old man came out of his home and was taken into custody and arrested on suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon.
Did they get this on camera anywhere? Like,
I don't know.
See,
I didn't look up the video.
Sucks when you
I just
forget
thought,
to videotape
oh
stuff.
My
like
God.
That was definitely a moment.
Somewhere there's a mom going, "Your brother? You attacked your brother?
Mom, you know I've always hated him. You always liked him better than me.
He always takes the big piece of cake.
Yeah.
Only
he's such a jerk all the time.
He keeps touching me. Stop touching me."
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Vinny, you are crazy.
Well, that's a given. What are they?
Hold on.
What are they saying in
they
particular?
There's more words here. Vinny, you're crazy if you think sunbathing is over. Just ask any teenage girl what time of day is the UV the best, meaning the highest, and they will be able to tell you. All right.
Oh.
I really don't see people laying out the same way we used to. I think laying out is still a thing, and I still like to get a little sun, but I definitely could not spend a whole day in the sun. I just couldn't.
Right. Not without slathered with sunscreen.
If I'm surfing or something, that's different, but yeah, just laying there?
Yeah.
No, thanks.
Do you sit under an umbrella now at the beach?
No.
Oh.
No umbrellas ever at the beach. That is the worst thing you could possibly bring.
No, that's great. Like, you know, I know that they blow down the beach sometimes and impale people, but, you know, it's a chance you got to take.
You can hear the happiness in Vinny's voice now that his work wife is back.
Aw.
Missed you, Sarah. So glad you're back. Anna, 707.
Thank you. These guys did a great job, though. I really enjoyed the little bit that I was awake for.
Sarah, it wasn't poop. It was coffee.
Oh, it was coffee.
Oh, I know who you're talking about
now.
Yeah,
the Newman. Yeah, this guy that used to be on our show, he just walked around Hawaii with poop like right on the seam. Or just some, you know, chocolate. Maybe he sat in chocolate. It happens. Some kid leaves a piece of chocolate. It's warm. It's Hawaii. It melted.
And you sit on it like a bullseye. Yeah.
And then
it happens.
Just never wipe it off or change
or
your
change
shorts.
At all.
Yeah. Yep. Just wear that to the first date. That'll be, because you're not trying to impress anyone. I'm not trying to impress you.
Right. My brother's wife never wears makeup, but she had her makeup and hair done for the wedding. She looked beautiful, but she felt ridiculous and regretted it.
Yeah, I know people who've done that they've changed their whole makeup thing, and they feel like they don't like how they look in all their photos for a wedding. And then they feel like they don't like all their photos and stuff. I actually felt like my makeup was all wrong for my wedding too. I had somebody come and do my makeup. It was lighter than what happened when we had the TV thing.
That was fun.
But it was just like this sort of coral colored lipstick. And I don't know. I just look so silly in all my wedding photos. Luckily, they did take a lot of black and white photos though too. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
If you have a picture, the same picture in black and white and color, isn't it almost ridiculous to use the black and white?
No, and that's the beauty of weddings is like the groom is in many weddings, the groom is in black, the bride is in white. Like there's nice contrast.
So black and white looks
good.
Black
and white's very, and they feel like formal photos to me.
Okay. Let's see here. People are asking about Diddy. Does he have to register as a sex offender now?
I don't know. That's a good question.
That is a good question. That would change his ability to, that would change a lot about his freedom of movement, wouldn't it?
I think so. I'm not sure. I guess
it was prostitution charges, so I don't think he will be.
Oh, that's not a sex offense? What is it then? Oh, just it's something that should be legal between two adults who've decided to make an exchange of goods and services?
Oh, 415. Yes, all teens are constantly wanting to go tanning in the sun. Okay.
Funny. I'm surprised by that. You got to be really, here's the thing. Like, you got to be careful about it. You cannot, if you get a sunburn, it can directly impact whether or not you'll get skin cancer later.
I read a lot of stories, especially when they are female focused, because I'm always trying to get an insight. I just really.
You're so into women.
Understanding women, you guys. It's just.
It's a lifetime's work.
It is a constant pursuit. Mm-hmm. So I have seen what this person's saying, and they say that I'm a middle school teacher, and unfortunately the sunbathing thing is still very relevant. They're obsessed with tan lines.
Oh, that they want tan lines.
They want tan lines. And they, oh. I have not teens, but I certainly think tan lines can be super pretty, really, mm-hmm. really cute.
It looks like you're wearing a bathing suit when you're not.
I like it, but I
liked it when I was a kid. I liked it.
I'm surprised about that. They're saying a lot of, I was in Hawaii with 2 15-year-old girls. All they did was sunbathe. Great show. Okay.
Mm. Well, at least they had something to do.
I'm right now at my house, my 11-year-old is in the phase of, I have a door and I use it.
Oh, as
the door
in
is shut.
Stay out.
All the time.
Oh.
And then she surfaces. Oh boy.
How's he doing in there?
I don't know.
She talking to that boy on the phone?
Yes.
Oh.
In fact.
In a room?
Listen to this. We're talking about doing some things. And I go, yeah, I'll take you guys. Soon, you know, I have vacation coming up. I'll take you guys to Calabunga one of the days. And she goes, can so-and-so come? And I went, what?
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Is he older than her?
No.
Same age?
Yep.
And did you say yes?
We're currently in a phase where we're working on the attitude some. So there's going to have to be some real behavioral changes.
It is nice to have some leverage.
Yeah, I don't care if some kid comes as long as he doesn't go and get himself drowned. You know, I can't have that. I got to, you know.
Yeah, that would be awful.
That is so not where I thought that was going.
Yeah. Well, I just mean, you know, as soon as you take a kid... Now you're responsible for that guy, so I need to make sure he can swim and he's not going to try and show off in front of his little girlfriend.
Give him a swimming test.
Get himself into trouble.
Well, you got to follow them around like a hawk anyway the whole day.
Well, then I'm not bringing them. I mean, I'll bring my kid and I'll bring...
I was going to say, are you going to leave them at home together?
No, I'm not, no.
Does he live near you?
No.
Oh, that's good.
Far enough away that unless he's got an e-bike.
Someone's
got
to drive him.
Yeah, he's not getting over there. Mm. Anyway, where do we? We are out of time.
Oh my God, we really are. We'll see you in a second. Katie in Orlando next.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.